Hello, everyone. So I want to talk to you today about the massive action line and your homework for this week. And I got my notes down here, so I'm going to make sure I go by them. Number one, the most important thing that you can be doing right now, take a wild guess. Going through No BS. So for all of you, I don't care how long you've been in this tribe, you need to go through the No BS. It's brand new as of January, and it's now very self-paced. It's always been self-paced, but when I redesigned this one, I wanted to make sure that somebody could go through this course at the pace that feels right to them, and that the information is coming in such a way that even if you decide to go all the way through it, that you can easily go back and listen to specific lessons, listen to specific sections, get really good at them, and then move on to the next. So for all of my brand new people who just started with us in January, we are getting ready to start a new month. If I was you and you have been really holding in and studying on phase one, and you're waiting for it all to click before you move to phase two, my best piece of advice for you is now go ahead and listen to the lessons of phase two, because here's the deal. Phase two is called thinking thin. This is where a lot of the stuff when it comes to, I know what's holding me back on really identifying what's going on, like why am I not following my plan? What are the stories I'm telling myself that keep me from embracing making mistakes, that keep me from showing up even when it all doesn't go right, that motivates me to keep going forward when I like haven't dialed everything in perfectly? All of that gets unlocked in phase two. So I think it's great for all of you who decided, like, you know, phase one, I really want to hang out here because this is all the part, it's called losing weight. This is probably the only phase that I really need. Or for those of you who are thinking, you know, oh, phase one, I've got to get it on lock. Like, I got to have my hunger scale dialed. I got to have like 100% of my plans followed, all the things before I can go to phase two. No, here's the deal. I would like everybody to experiment and listen to phase two this month. Here's why. I mean, this week, and this is the reason. It is all about the mental part. It is about understanding why you think the way you do. It is about looking at your thoughts and not having to be scared of them anymore. It's about being able to find the things that are holding you back and releasing judgment over it. Phase two is where we lose mental weight. So like phase one, I want you to think about is all about setting you up for success on what you're going to feed yourself physically and what you're going to do with your mouth, the very tactile how part of it, to allow your body to drop weight. Phase two is all about dropping your story around not being able to feel feelings, dropping your story about things that have happened in the past, identifying thought patterns is like, oh, no wonder I keep doing this if I keep thinking this. Phase two is about uncovering all of that so that you can start dropping some mental weight. When the mental weight goes, the physical weight gets so much easier to lose. So I just think that phase two is where we start throwing some gas on the fire on you feeling better, on you really being able to understand that weight loss is truly more than just, you know, did I go past my two today? Like, especially for those of you who've been hanging out in phase one and you're terrified to move forward because you think, well, I'm not doing this one perfectly yet. Well, I'm still making mistakes. Well, I just don't think I'm gonna get it. Like, I keep every single day making a plan and not following it. Phase two is where we help you clean a lot of that up, because the reason why that part seems scary and the reason why it makes you want to stay safe and tucked away and only doing this one lesson is because you probably haven't uncovered what you make it mean when you're not doing it perfectly, when you're not with everyone else, when other people are getting it, but I'm not. Phase two is where we start unlocking all that and realizing how to let that part go so that we can really just get on looking at habits, get on with forward momentum, and really start embracing mistakes being a true part of the process. No one loses weight perfectly. I was sharing with somebody the other day when we were talking about, like, you know, my own planner and stuff. To this day, usually my habit tracker is about 50-50. I don't do everything perfectly every day. But it's not that I'm trying to get to 100%. You know what I do very well? I'm really honest with myself because I know I'm never going to beat myself up over tracking what's going on and asking myself, what's going on here? What could we be doing? Is there anything else we haven't tried? Is there something we can just make easier? I don't beat myself up anymore over that shit. I just don't. Phase two is where we start learning all those valuable lessons. So step one for this week, to make weight loss easier, to make weight loss a little faster for you, let's work on dropping some of that mental weight that you've been carrying around for way too long. Step two, I want you to take a look at what you did do during January, and then I want you to decide what you want to focus on in February. So I recommend for some of you who feel like, you know, if weight loss still feels very heavy to you, very scary, very overwhelming, phase two I think is a great place to start. I would also take a look at your habit tracker. And inside your habit tracker, I want you to pick one actual food how thing to focus on for your entire month of February. That is how my most successful clients have always done it. They don't try to fix everything. They'll use like a month of collecting data and they'll notice, like, you know, I notice how many times I'm eating off my plan. I also notice that I do it, like, especially if I eat off plan, I notice that I also eat too much. I also notice that I'm not always waiting for my hunger scale. They start looking at the overall picture of what all, like, is not happening. And then they dead stop there and they don't beat themselves up. They decide, this is the exact information that I'm going to need to be able to pull one thing to work on for the next month. So, take for example, if stopping at your two is something that's like, you know what, I just noticed this last month after I review everything that I rarely stop at my two. I want you to think, all right, this month, the way I'm gonna make weight loss easier is by focusing in on being really mindful on stopping at my plus two. Doesn't mean you're gonna get it right every day, but you're going to start coming up with strategies. So how I would do it is I would make a list of 5 to 10 things that I could start trying. I could start serving myself less to see if I can get it to an eyeball of about what it's going to take for me to be at a two when I finish. Putting in that pause somewhere in your meals. You may say, like, you know, for week one, I'm going to really focus in on breakfast. The rest of the times, I'm going to pay attention, but I for sure will stop at my two at breakfast. Because that's the part of the day I feel like I am at my height of motivation. Coming up with ideas is everything. So you can use either this post or you can ask it in the Facebook group. If you're not on Facebook, ask it in Ask Coaches. But come up with some ideas. Oh, and your accountability groups are a great place to brainstorm things. All of you pick something you're going to work on this month, and then all of you brainstorm 5 to 10 things to help each girl. And then y'all just check in all month on what you're going to do. Perfect. So you either use an independent Facebook post, reply in this thread with some stuff, but just decide, I looked at my data. Here's the one thing. Now look, if you spent January not tracking anything, your data is super simple. I start using my planner. And use the parts of the planner that feel right to you to get you in the groove of using the planner. You don't have to do all of it, guys. If I don't teach you anything while you're in PNP, it is to embrace gray. It's one of my favorite colors in the whole world. My whole damn house is tones of gray for a reason. You know why? Winning is in the gray. It is not a black and white thing. So the third thing is I also want you to complete your monthly planner pages. By the time you're getting this, one of the best ways to set yourself up for success is to open up your planner, look at your monthly planning pages, and fill them out. This is for all my accountability groups. If it was me, I would figure out a day that all of you are going to have that done, and you are all going to report in that day. Don't be talking about your mama and your cat and all the other things. Today is the day that we talk about planning. this is what happened last month. This is what I'm doing this month. Here are my goals. Y'all hold me accountable. Here's how I'm going to make weight loss easy this month. And do those things. So, for all of you, number one, get into phase two if you're tired of lugging around 10 pounds of mental weight, like a heavy-ass purse that you got to carry all your life. That is what phase two is for. It is a process of learning how to unwind your thought patterns, and I teach you how in that phase. Number two, look at your data. Pick one thing that you're going to work on for the month of February. Brainstorm 5 to 10 things that you're going to be trying and come up with your solutions. Ain't nothing a problem here in PNP. It's all just a solution waiting to be executed. And number three, I want you to look at your month. Complete your assessment and for sure plan what you want to have happen this month. Guys, you're never going to get your goals unless you train your brain to find goals. You need to put your stake in the ground to where you want to go. I watch so many of you putting your stake in the ground of where you've been. And why do you think you get drawn back into old habit patterns and stuff? Because if all you do is train your brain to think about what hasn't happened for you, what's happened in the past and stuff, your brain only learns how to go back to the past. We have to start teaching our brain where we want to go. And I want you guys to be goal-getters. So, put your stake in the ground. These are the things I want to accomplish this month. It doesn't have to be a certain pound of weight. It can be like, I'm going to drink water every damn day this month. And I'm going to get my sleep every day this month. And my third goal is I'm going to ask a question once a week and ask coaches. Something that's coming up for me. Whatever you want to do, just do. And then say, this is my month. This is my month to work on me. And that's what I'm doing. Okay, y'all have a good one. If you don't know, I'm at the 6-day training. Not currently, obviously, because I'm in my office. But by the time you get this video, I will be working with 70 of your tribe sisters for 6 straight days. And I promise you, I will learn so much from working with them that February's coaching will be on fire. Y'all have a good one.